Okay, I restarted it. Okay, so I had this thought, and it's probably not going to come out right, because sometimes when I think about things silently, it doesn't always come out right when I verbalize it. But I was just laying here, and I started to get burned on my forehead about like 8:20, right? And I just still laid there and I ignored it. And then I asked my Google, what time was it? And it told me it was 8:36. So this is after me just laying there, ignoring the fact that my forehead was getting burned suddenly for no reason. I was still kind of asleep. And once I asked the Google, what time was it? Which was 8:36 a.m. I was woke at that point, but I still didn't get up. I was just laying there kind of like going in and out of sleep. And like now it's like 9:04 a.m. And I was just thinking there silently. And I was just in my mind, I was like, you're not going to tell me that I'm an accident after I spent all this time trying to survive with your mistake. Like, and so maybe I didn't verbalize what I was thinking in my mind, because I always feel like someone's trying to punish me for existing with this biotech that was snuck in my body. It always feels like that. It always feels like someone's trying to teach me a lesson that they should have learned because the biotech was snuck in my body. So it was like, I was like, you're not going to treat me like I'm an accident after I spent 9 years trying to figure out how to survive with this, right? So the thing is, and I think I've done like a really good job trying to figure out how to survive with it. I've done such a good job trying to figure out how to survive with it that I'm also not able to be, or how can I say, my survival doesn't quite fit into the narrative of the people that did this to me. So I feel like they're also mad at me for that as well. It was like, you know, like I always said, they try to turn my body into a utility. You know, like when you sneak biotech in someone's body and then lie about it, and then they use it to do all these things to their nervous system, that, you know, basically, you know, someone burning my forehead at 8:20, right? You know, so you're trying to automate me. You're trying to send me a message. You know, for months, my butt was buzzed every morning. Literally, around 7, 8 o'clock, my butt was buzzed. For like several months, like I have all these recordings, and for several months, my butt has been buzzed at a certain time every morning. And it just, you know, it just reminds me of like high tech plantations. Like, you know, like you're not using the whip, you're not using the bell, you're using the biotech, and then you're like buzzing my ass before I'm ready to wake up, like I'm supposed to go out into the world and pick cotton on the U.S. plantation, or, you know, so cotton could be like a job, right? So then yesterday I was on the phone with Comcast, and literally when I got off the phone, I was on the phone with Comcast for like almost 3 hours. And when I got off the phone with Comcast, I had such a headache. It literally felt like I walked out of a dark tunnel. I had a headache for a good while over top of my eyeball. And I want to say that the call was not a bad call. It was just, every time I talk, have a business call, I feel like someone's testing the biotech on me. Because I did a recording not too long ago where I said that I had talked to Comcast. Like, usually I hate calling Comcast because most of the times it's for tech support or something where you have to troubleshoot and it's a long-winded call. So outside of the biotech, I don't really want to do that anyway, but I have to sometimes. But when I make my calls to them, someone uses the biotech on me in like a fierce way. So I'm going to compare yesterday's call with a call that I had to make a few months back And I believe, I don't even know if I recorded those calls or not. I may have recorded one or two of those calls, but a few months back, I had called them about my ACP credit, which was a $30 credit. And I had to talk to like several people. And the whole time that we were resolving the issue with the credit, I had to call this other number and ask them to transfer my credit from one service to the other. And then I had to call Comcast back and give them the authorization number so that they could reissue my ACP credit. But the entire transaction of phone calls, I was getting like severely burned at the top of my head to the point that it was like horrific. Now, in the 9 years that I've had this biotech in my body, often when I have make calls, and even when I'm on the phone with my mother at times, it seems like when I'm making calls, I get burned at the top of my head. I also get burned at the top of my head when I walk out of my room with my headscarf on. Me getting burned on my forehead is something while I'm laying in my bed doesn't typically happen to me. It's not one of the things that I really, what really happens to me when I'm laying in my bed at this time in the morning, someone buzzes my butt and my legs and it's like trying to get me to wake up and get up, you know. But anywho, yesterday's Comcast call, I feel like someone was trying not to burn me as much. Like it just felt like that, but I was still, it was like a low simmer. So like if you say on a scale, like if a doctor asks you how bad was the pain on a scale from 1 to 10, right? It was like a 4 or 5, right? The before when I had to talk to Comcast for a long time, how bad was it on a scale from 1 to 10? It was like an 8. The bottom line is I don't want to work for anyone doing something that I don't want to do, feeling that kind of pain. I'm just like, my work is what I work for. Like, I work for my patents. I work for my manuscript that I published that like the whole world read. Like I said, if every person that read my manuscript, What's the Matter, the Psychology of Feeling in the Era of AI, if every person admitted that they read my manuscript, which they did because my words were in Oppenheimer, I can list all the School of Good and Evil. Like, they read my manuscript. Some of the most intelligent people have read my manuscript, and they're fucking millionaires. They read my manuscript, and they put my words in their movies. They took my ideas from my manuscript and incorporated them in their films. That's just two in many films. Phoenix, you know, from my recordings, from X-Men, they took my words verbatim and put them in their movie. And Phoenix came out in 2016, and that is from my audio. If the people, the script writers, would just admit and tell the truth, you know you read my manuscript. You know you've been listening to my recording since 2015, and you took my words and put them in your movies. Maybe I don't always feel like they were trying to steal from me. I sometimes feel like they did it as a way of social activism. So it's like civil disobedience, social activism, to let people know that they are aware. That is my assumption with some of the movies, because they used it in an empowering, mocking way. Even Barbie. Like, so I feel like it was a social activism, right? But the whole thing is, social activism isn't paying my bills, but it's paying y'all bills. You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting paid for these scripts and these movies with lines from my recordings and my manuscript about the biotech that is in my body. And so I deserve royalties. And my thing is, if you read my manuscript, if every person who would admit that they read my manuscript paid me $1, I would probably be a millionaire, even without suing Allegheny Health Network for what they snuck in my body, right? So, I mean, these are just like simple facts. like, I'm not lying. I'm not lying about the biotech that Dr. Frederick V. Price snuck in my body. I'm not lying about the fact that someone burned my forehead at 8:20 this morning. I'm not lying about anything that I say in my recordings about this biotech and what is being done to me, and the fact that I've been doing recordings since 2015 and that I published a manuscript that obviously touched a lot of people and struck a nerve to the point that they put my words in their movies. And I just seen True Detective, which True Detective season 4 with the black woman, and I really want to know your name, but I do know Jodie Foster's name. Y'all are a great duo. I literally applauded like I was in a movie theater at the end of True Detective season 4. Excellent. Bravo. I did a recording that I'm not going to post because it says a whole lot of things that just won't affect me. So I'm not going to post it but it's very revealing. The recording that I did was very revealing, and I played the lines that were stolen. And I don't, like I said, I don't think they were, when I say the word stolen, I say it like I mean it, but I don't mean it, because I feel like it was social activism. That's what I feel. I feel like the words were social activism. And I said that the lady in the film, the script writer from True Detective, the words that were stolen was she, only thing that she changed was she changed the end users to dead people, right? That's the only difference. Everything else was like literally almost verbatim from my recordings, audio recordings. So so if you replace end users with dead people, you'd be like, yes, those are Nicola's words when I talk about how the biotech works on my body and how the end users use the biotech on my body. I could find it and replay it again, but that would like take me time, and then it would be like a major delay in my recording. And then I had to remember what episode it was in, which I don't even remember. But anywho, bravo to True Detective season 4. I feel like everybody needs to watch it. Like everybody. It's very telling. And I feel like it's a form of social activism. Bravo. But yeah, so putting a comma on that, I feel like I said, the biotech is inside my body. Therefore, it's a part of my existence. It's like my very fibers. And I feel like you're not going to treat me like I'm a mistake after I spent all this time trying to figure out how to survive with it. You need to pay for your accident and stop trying to strong arm me and bully me and do things to me to make me feel bad for existing with this biotech in my body by deliberately targeting me and misusing it in a way that makes me regret existing when someone actually snuck this in my body. So I feel like you can't go after the people that did this to me. So you're choosing to like pawn me for something that someone else did to me. And the thing is, I feel like the way you use it is the mistake. I feel like I'm not the mistake, because I know better. The people that did this to me should have known better. And now that the biotech is in my body, I'm going to dictate through my podcast, through my manuscript, how you're not going to use it according and how it needs to align with U.S. law, our democracy, our values and our principles, which currently right now you're not using it according to our values, our principles, or according to what we're supposed to have, which is a democracy / republic, right? Where the people, you know, we the people, I'm the people, and you're trying to use the biotech as a dictatorship. You're trying to use the biotech in a way that surpasses even communism, because communism, they own your property, not your body. So you're trying to make the human body property. And because you snuck the biotech in my body, which, you know, basically I'm an incubator for your technology, you don't see me as human. You see me as property. That's why a lot of times when I'm angry, I shout out when I get hurt with the biotech. I said, I'm not chattel, you know, because that's chattel was considered property. They weren't, like, during slavery, 1865, they weren't considered human. They were considered property. They were owned by their overseers, right? So you think because you snuck biotech in my body, Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Frederick V. Price, that I'm your property, that you somehow own me, not because of my existence, but because of the biotech that exists within me, right? So then therefore that makes me chattel, because you think that you own me. You don't fucking own me. According to U.S. law, slavery ended in 1865. You also don't dictate anything to me with the biotech. The only thing that we all have to follow is U.S. law. That's why I said that someone keeps trying to create a confederacy with the biotech, not really, really talking about white, Asian, black, Mexican. I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about mentality. I'm talking about ideals. When you think about what a confederacy is, right? Control. You know, you want to create a confederacy with the biotech. You feel like because the biotech is inside my body that you somehow have entitlements over me, and that you own me, and that I'm not human, and that I'm property. And then you try to like automate me and control everything that I do. Like, I can't choose how I love because you try to remote control my pussy, but I can always choose how I labor because that somehow benefits you, right? And you'll say that benefits me because that helps me pay my bills, except you're wanting me to do things where I'm subjugated and subjected, where I'm doing things that aren't things that I actually want to do, right? Which is when you get to choose your labor, right? Like when I write my book, and then you try to like profit share my ideas, which is communism, because that's what communists do. They do what's called profit sharing. Like, you don't own anything. So when I come up with a great idea, a design, a patent, a manuscript where I'm supposed to be paid royalties for my words, right? For my experiences, because this manuscript is about a unique experience that not too many people have had since 2015 with biotech in my body, right? And so I'm telling my truth, writing about my experiences in a very academic, intellectual way. That's profit. That's royalties. People get paid for their words, for their experiences. People get paid for their podcasts. But what you've done to me is when I come up with ideas, designs, patents, even my excess database designs, even some of the patent designs that I filed. I filed like 9. I've only gotten 2 and I have 1 pending, I think. You profit share my ideas. And even when I had to go to the bank yesterday, right? Since March 29th, I was told from Amazon that I had royalties from Japan for my manuscript, right? However, I could not see how much the royalties were for some reason. I kept checking the website and it didn't show me what the royalty check was, what it was for. They just said that we're processing your royalties from Japan on March 29th and we'll be depositing the money into your account within 2 to 5 business days. So I kept like looking around, trying to check and see like where, what, and then a lot of things happened to me within a week. Like I was at the Dollar General, and at the laundromat. Now, mind you, I had just did recordings. I went to the laundromat a second time. So this last time I went to the laundromat, it didn't happen. This was the time before. I had just did some recordings when I went to the laundromat. Matter of fact, the recording is called Laundromat. But I went to the laundromat. And I had just gotten attacked and everything. And when I get attacked, I kind of keep it to myself. So I got attacked this time when I went to the laundromat just the other day. But I also had gotten attacked the other time when I went to the laundromat. And this is in between the dates of March 29th and now, which is, what's today's date? Today is Thursday, April 9th, 2024, and it's 9:24 a.m. So, I don't remember the date, but I know that I did a recording about it. But I had to go into the Dollar General to get laundry detergent and, every time I go to the you know the way to tell for the metadata purposes? This last time I went to the laundromat, same laundromat I always go to, I didn't have to go into the Dollar General to buy laundry detergent because I already had it. However, the time before, and I think I did that on purpose because I was like, I don't feel like someone trying it. So this other time I went, I was literally distraught because I had just gotten attacked. I had did recordings about getting attacked. And I went into the Dollar General to buy something. And mind you, it was a bunch of people in line. And I was really just overwhelmed just physically from what I had just gone through. And I went to the self-checkout and I rung my stuff up to leave. And then, like, this lady, she literally, there was more people in line. But for some reason, she asked me. Like, and the thing is, normally, I probably wouldn't have cared. But I did care because I looked and I was like, okay, she skipped like two other people to ask me. And I just simply said to her, you know, I don't work here. You know, like I didn't really say anything else other than that because I was already feeling some kind of way about me getting attacked, about the fact that I had to take my clothes to the laundromat. But it felt, even though I just simply gave her a simple response that I don't work here and just went on about my business, I felt like I was being tested. I felt like I was being tested and I felt like it was like this kind of like rite of passage. And the reasons why I felt that way is like within the 9 years that I've been here, almost any time that I've gotten anything nice or some type of reward, it always feels like I'm being tested right before it happens. And I didn't get a reward this time. But I always felt like that's like a psychological play, meaning you don't really have anything to do with what I get or what I receive. And I'm going to go as far as to say you shouldn't have anything to do with what I get or what I receive. Meaning this is not a mess, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. I do what you want for me, sir. Like, I'm not a slave. Like, you don't get to give me tests and subject me to slaveship or servitude in order to be rewarded. Like, I just feel like, and it hasn't just happened with white people. It's happened with black people. And someone might say it might just be a coincidence. I would say no, because it's happened many times in the 9 years, and it's like a power trip. It's like a power play. It's like when they already know that something, you're about to receive something beforehand, then they'll do something in front of you. Like, you know, like, because I have GPS in my system, right? So I have GPS because of the biotech in my system. Like one time I had went to the, like all this stuff happening within 1 week. I had went to the wine store in Fox Chapel, and this lady literally pulls up in front of the wine store. She doesn't park in the handicapped spot or anything. She just pulls up to the door and then she waits in the car, literally waits in the car. And then as I'm pull up and started, getting my stuff ready, because I take a long time to get out of my car too, so I'm not gonna really judge that, but it just seemed timed because I take forever to get out of my car, but she was just sitting in the car. And then when I started to proceed over, she gets out with her crutches. And this is literally the day after I did the recording about the lady at the Dollar General asking me whatever. So she struggles with the door. And I was like, Nicola, be human. You know, help her with the door. You know, like, I had to tell myself that, because it wasn't that I didn't want to be human. I felt like I was being tested. And that was pissing me off. So it's never about being human or being nice. I hate when people try to test me or try to make me feel like I have to bend the knee or do something nice in order to receive what I'm entitled to. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a power play. You're trying to psychologically do like a power play, power trip, that in order for you to get anything nice, you must do this or that. And I'm like, I never really lived like that in my life. I lived like regular, like you just had to follow the law. You know, whatever you work for, you earn. You don't have to kiss anybody's ass to get it. But I feel like the stuff that goes on up here makes you feel like your livelihood is dependent upon your delivery or your service to the people that are around you, which reminds me of Ash. I think it's Ash. Ash is the psychologist, and I might be wrong about the psychologist at this point because I'm talking from the top of my head when he discusses conformity. So when I studied these psychological theories and I started applying them to the biotech in my body, I realized that the psychologists are chess players. And what they do is they structure the social environment. And in my case, not only is the social environment structured, but the physical environment is structured within my body. So it's like there's a double down that most humans, most U.S. citizens don't have to deal with, and they actually take it for granted. But for me, I can't take anything for granted. Because the social environment, the structure, the conditioning is not just external. For me, it's also internal. So I said, you know, someone tries to use the biotech to influence, using feeling to influence the way that I think and to also influence my emotions. And the way that I play chess back is I try to reassociate those. What I feel, I see your intent, but I deliberately reassociate it at times that are necessary so that I don't lose it, so that I don't get angry, because I realize that the most powerful thing is the way that you think. So it's kind of like sometimes there have been times where things that were meant to hurt me have gone over my head because my mind was focused on something else. And so I realized that there was power in reassociation, that really the downfall is your own thinking and how you think about what you feel. And if you are not thinking that way about what you're feeling, then you have the power to recalibrate in a different direction. But that takes a lot of concentration and strength. You know why? Because the truth of the matter is, it's like you're lying to yourself, deceiving yourself in order to survive. You mean that I see what the intent is. I know why you did this. And if I really play into that, I will be angry and I will lose it. But I can't lose it, because the only person that's going to get hurt in this situation is myself. So I need to then focus on something that is better for me mentally and emotionally so that I can get through this moment, which is reassociation. And I found that out by accident. I tried to use simple things like sports, which is to me, believe it or not, is reassociation. They don't see the impact of sports as violence because it's used in camaraderie with their teammates to win. So they don't see that same type of impact in that context as violence because of how they associate it. They associate it with sportsmanship, with team effort, with winning, with gaining. Same thing with BDSM. They don't see that as violence because, and they have reassociated it as joy, as something that makes them feel good. The same thing with birthday punches, you know, like they don't see it as violence because they see it as a congratulations for turning a different age. The bottom line is the pain is the same. The impact is the same. The only difference is how you associate that pain, and then it drives your emotions and the way you think, and then you're able to tolerate it. But if you see the pain for what it really is, or maybe not, or what you think it is, right, then that changes how you respond to it. So I realized that someone was trying to use the pain to kind of like control the way I think and also drive my emotions in a certain way. And the only way I could fight back is trying to reassociate. And I discovered that by accident. It was all by accident because I realized at times I was getting really hurt really bad. But because I was doing something that I wanted to do, like buy a car, like I just got paid a lot of money, like I was celebrating my daughter's birthday. If I was doing something that I actually wanted to do, or I was at the beach, even when someone was trying to hurt me really bad, I was unaffected because it was where I wanted to be. It was what I wanted to do. And I was like, fuck you. I'm going. So then I said to myself, is it the pain? Or is it the conditions in which you feel the pain and the associations of the pain that is causing you to have this bad reaction? I even did this recording a long time ago called Privy. And what I said was that someone that lives in a mansion versus someone that lives in deplorable circumstances like me, who has this biotech in their body, if it's used to empower to make them privy and they had the advantage and it's used to make them win versus the opposite, if it's used to oppress, subjugate, and subject, and they might even be feeling the same type of sensations and pain, they both will have a different reaction to it because of the association, because of why it was being done, why it was being used, and for what purposes it was being used for. And I was just realizing that the mind and the way you think is the strongest vehicle, but your mind, believe it or not, your feelings trigger your thoughts, your feelings trigger your emotions, and your feelings are very powerful. Meaning people think that feelings are weak or your weakness. It's your strength. It's why we save dolphins. It's why we save penguins. It's why we raise money to save animals. It's why people discover things about cancer. It's like it comes from what we feel, not what we think. Our feelings, our empathy, our sympathy, all of that drives what we think, what we go after. It's always good when your feelings drive you to do very good things. It's never good when your feelings drive you to do bad things. And so when you have to feel things that are adverse, and you have a weak mind, it can destroy you. And I felt like that's what someone was trying to do, how they were trying to use the biotech on me. And I realized that I did have some power. I did have some choice, and I had to really focus. I had to really, in slow motion, see and understand what the intent was and make a decision for myself. Like I always say, my Stephen Covey, my 7 habits of highly effective people. What is your moral code? You know what someone is doing to you. You know what the intent is, but you can choose to go another way. And so when someone, that's why I said that whoever's using this biotech on me, they're a pretender. They're perpetrating a fraud. They're trying to act like they made me better. I'm the fucking best. And I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I'm the fucking best. I knew better before you snuck this biotech in my body. I grew up in church. I went to a Black Baptist church. I went to Jerry Falwell's college. My mom raised me well. I know better. You're not fucking raising me. Tricks are for kids. You're perpetrating a fraud. If anything, you're trying to use the biotech to create terrorism. You're not trying to get me in line. I always talk about those corny things. I say they're corny because it's corny that I have a bachelor's from Drexel University and I have a master's from Grand Canyon University and I had a Series 6 and a Series 63 and I passed those tests on the first time. I say it not to brag, but to say that you don't acquire those things without having discipline. And I didn't have the biotech in my body. And I'm not even saying that because I have those things, it makes me better, because I feel like you can have a whole lot of degrees. You can be very smart. But if someone sneaks biotech in your body and uses it to hurt you, your fucking degrees are not defense against someone raping you and hurting you with biotech. So I don't use those things as a way to be like brag or to be arrogant. I'm just saying you don't acquire those types of things. You don't get a 96 on a state exam. You don't pass the Series 6 and the Series 63 and your insurance and real estate license exams the first time under camera being a dummy. You don't get those types of degrees not being disciplined. You're not re-raising me or making me fucking better with this biotech. You're perpetrating a fucking fraud. All of this stuff I got before you snuck this biotech in my body. If anything, you're trying to subject some of my end users are. Not all of my end users are trying to use it that way. Some of my end users are trying to use it as a power play and a power trip and trying to pretend like they somehow are keeping you safe or making you better or getting you in line. I had no bad habits. None. My kids have never seen me with anyone but their husband. A lot of women would listen to this and say, well, that's probably your problem. And I might say, you might be right. But right now, until I get myself in a better living condition on my own with my own money, so I won't date unless I know I can walk out the door if he mistreats me. I don't want to be dependent on anyone because I already know what it feels like right now having this biotech in my body, the control that I have to fight against all the time. I don't want no one else controlling me. Like I said, if I'm in a relationship, I don't want to need you. I want to be with you. I want you to want to be with me. I don't want you to need me. Like, you know, I know that people who are in love say they need each other, but for me, that's dangerous. I don't want to need you. I want to be with you. I don't want you to need me. I want you to want to be with me. I want to share and love and joy with someone and not be reliant, dependent, and needy on them. Why? Because that's where the mistreatment coming at. People can mistreat you when they think you need them. And I feel like that is why I'm so upset about the fact that I've been denied my money for the things that I've produced, you know, for the things that people have read and benefited from, the things that have inspired people to write movies and scripts around my manuscript. If each of you paid me just $1, I would be a millionaire. I would be able to pay all of my bills. I would be able to I don't know if I should fix up my kitchen and bathroom and my plumbing and my landscaping, because this house is huge and it costs a lot of money. I feel like I might be able to just buy another house where everything is completely fixed up. But I just feel like you're trying to treat me like I'm a mistake after I was pretty much ignored, denied justice, restitution, and truth so you could collect your data and research based on the biotech that was put in my body. And now that I've figured out a way to survive with the biotech in a way that really that is not in your best usage, now you want to treat me like I'm an accident and then try to hurt me with it every day to make me regret the mistake that you made. And I say, no, you got to pay for your accident. I didn't make this mistake. You snuck this biotech in my body. You just don't like the fact that I don't want to be utilized in the way that you want to utilize me. I know I don't. Like, actually, when I got burned at the top of my forehead this morning, I said, are you waking me up to go to the bank to collect my millions from Allegheny Health Network who snuck this biotech in my body so I can pay my bills, so I can pay my all my utility bills, all my bills, so I can fix up my plumbing, so I can fix my bathroom, fix my kitchen, fix my roof, and hire a landscaper to cut my grass and help me plant my flowers? Is that what you woke me up for at 9 a.m. to do? Trying to turn me into a fucking robot, trying to do power plays and power trip with the biotech that's in my body, that you snuck in my body? I'm not a slave. I'm not chattel. You don't get to utilize me in any way because you did this to me illegally and unconstitutionally. Now, for my other end users, if you need to make a call for some reason, which you have in the past, where I feel like somebody's life is at risk, I'll let them know. You know, like, I'll let them know. I mean, this biotech makes you privy. It gives you the advantage. It communicates at the speed of light, undetected, without a trace, globally. So globally, because when you look up Bluetooth is not very far. But when you think about Bluetooth devices are accessed remotely. So just because a Bluetooth device is in my vicinity doesn't mean that the person accessing it is in my vicinity. That's the whole thing about Bluetooth. Everything is remote. Everything that you access is remote and then transferred. I had did a recording not too long ago, and I'm trying to see. It was on the thing that happened with NASA, with that thing that looks like, is it R2-D2 or the other one, the short one? Anywho, they sent this thing up to space and it tipped over. This happened recently. And because I know how the biotech works in my body, I was like, okay, now that you know what you can do, they're going to start putting transmitters. This is what I said in my recorder. I said, you have to put huge transmitters on these planets so that when you get the bots up there, you aren't really transmitting from Earth, but you have a transmitter already placed there on the planet that can connect to the bot so that it won't, if it tips over, you can move it back this way. And so the reason I felt like when I watched it, I felt like the people from NASA heard my other recordings about the fact that because this biotech makes you asynchronous, asynchronous means basically you can connect to other devices, right? Which means, what does that mean? That means that we can go into deep space and deep ocean remotely, meaning we can create our own avatars and we can use the avatars as an asynchronous utility to be able to explore deep space and deep ocean. So to me, that's advancement. That's moving forward. You want to like someone has a digital voodoo doll of my body and is able to automate my nervous system. But what if that voodoo doll was my avatar that was used for deep space and deep ocean exploration, meaning everything it sees, I see, or everything it touches, I touch, everything I move my hand to, it's kind of, that's what asynchronous is. That's, but someone wants to use the asynchronous to digitally rape women with it. Someone wants to use the asynchronous to make power trip and power play and burn me on my fucking forehead in the morning. I said that the biotech is like the Matrix, you know, like, meaning this biotech picks up sound, meaning it can assess the sound within the environment. It's GPS, the location, all of it. It's like my end users can hop in and out of people who have this biotech and assess the environment. They can hear what's going on. They know where I'm at. All of that. And then they can connect, use my body as an instrument to connect to other devices in the area, like the fucking Matrix. I'm not afraid of the biotech. I'm not afraid of it. I see what it can do, but I also see what, like I said, I see what you're doing with it. I just don't see it your way. Meaning you're trying to use it to take us backwards. You're trying to use it to bring back slavery, to human traffic women, and to create terrorism. But the biotech is much more powerful than the fucking idiots and morons that are using it in a very fucked up, evil way. And that's why you need legislation and regulations to make sure that the biotech is used as an advancement that aligns with our democracy, that takes us forward and not backwards. But if you have people with fucked up mentalities, idiots, ignorant assholes who have access to the biotech thinking that they can rape women with it and human traffic and power trip and create terrorism. Well, this is what you fucking get. If you allow people to sneak science and technology, use it and sneak it in human bodies without oversight, legislation, regulations, without penalty for misuse, this is what you fucking get. This is my manuscript. Talks about all of that. It talks about all of that. You know, because when I watched True Detective, right, I got the message and I applauded at the end. And I heard Whippy talking about something else on abortion, but I was kind of like, sometimes when people talk about certain things, I'd be like, they talking about all things. They talk about all things when it comes to a woman's body. And I agree. Like, I always agree with the women. But I never had that choice. They snuck this in my body, you know, and I had to figure out a way to survive with it. And I have. And I see a whole lot of things that I'm not afraid of. And I see a whole lot of things that could take us places we've never been before. But I also see all the bad things because I feel them, the misuse and the abuse. And I'm not going to be the poster child just for the negative. I'm not going to spew out the narrative of my end users who choose to deliberately use it in a negative way, as though I can't think for myself, as though I'm not intelligent. I'm intelligent. I can think for myself. I can see things further than the way that they're using it, because it's been in my body for 9 years. That's why even when I said to myself, don't put yourself down, Nicola, like when I did the recording, when I said to people from MIT and Harvard smacked the top of their heads and said, you put the biotech in her. Well, the reason why I did that, not saying that I'm not smart. I'm smart. I feel like I've been a pioneer and I've discovered things that they didn't even realize was even possible because it wasn't in their body. So I'm not really discrediting myself, but I do know that people from MIT and people from Harvard are highly technical. I do know that coders, you know, the boy in the garage, the guy with the hoodie on, are highly technical. I'm not that technical. So I it's not about staying in my lane. It's just being honest. I don't know. I'm not a coder. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm not a surgeon. You know, like, these are things that I'm not. But what I am is I have the biotech in my body, and I've had it in my body for 9 years. And I've walked around with it, and it's shown me a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things that they did not even know because they weren't witness to it. They didn't even know how it felt. And that is what I own. That is what I take up. Even when the bot fell over on the planet, I knew. I said, okay, your issue is you now have to start dropping humongous transmitters. Since you got the bot up there, you need to send transmitters on these planets. If you want to explore these planets, and maybe humans can't go, but our avatars can go, then you can control the avatar with the transmitter, but you got to get the transmitters on the planets. And once they get those transmitters on the planets, those transmitters will extend and allow them to go further. So, like, you know, like I was just thinking, once they get the transmitters on the planets and they're able to get the avatars to those onto the planets, who knows what those avatars might discover and find. You know, how, you know, you keep dropping transmitters like bridges. The transmitters are bridges. They're electromagnetic bridges that can basically connect space like a road map where we can travel, and we don't have to travel ourselves. We can use the technology that is in my body, asynchronous, to travel on these bridges, which are transmitters. How do I know that? No one taught me that. I know that because of how the biotech works in my body. I know when a submarine comes close because I can feel it all over my body. No one told me. No one called me. I know. I know that if I get this buzz on my left shoulder, that some, if it was coordinated, collaborated, that means that that's a submarine coming from the left. I know, no one called me, no one told me, I felt it incognito, and I could choose to say out loud or keep it to myself. I'm the first one in the room to know, to warn everyone to get out, right? Remember I said that makes you privy. It's how you use the technology that matters. It's how, it's if you're using it to take us forward, or are you using it to take us backwards? Are you using it to oppress, to subjugate, to do all, see, that this is where I'm at 9 years later. This is where I've been before 9 years later. But somebody keeps trying to take me backwards. They keep trying to make me be the poster child of the other things that, yes, we need to know that it could take us backwards. Someone's trying to take us backwards with it. They're trying to create a giver society, but that's all you want me to talk about. And then you want to take all the other ideas that I talk about, that I write about, and then you want to give it to the guy at Google who got on the news literally a couple of weeks after I started talking about asynchronous. And actually, I was like, okay, he's copying, but he also is very smart. And actually, I thought about what he said, and I was just like, okay, I can, okay. But he thought that's what I meant when he was trying to interpret my asynchronous. But he got on the news, this was a long time ago, after I was talking about the whole asynchronous thing. And I actually feel like his idea, I kind of like, now I'm kind of like, okay with it. I'm okay with it, because it's true. Two people can be right at the same time. It is true too. But he was like, when one of them knows, all of them knows. And I was like, yeah, okay, fine. It was fine what he said, but because he was talking about the same thing that I was talking about, but he was talking about it from a different perspective. I was talking about how they were using it in another way, which I'm not going to bring up. But I was like, yes, when he said when one of them learns a skill, they all learn a skill. So he was trying to like turn the people who had this biotech in their bodies like Brad Pitt's Z. He made it sound so he made us sound like the other. That's what it was. It meant if he made he empowered the people who had the biotech in their body like we were the other. And I just felt, and it felt like, you know, and even in this thing about True Detective, how she changed the end user to dead people, I feel like I agree with you. If they're using it to rape women, to human traffic, to create terrorism, to create a confederacy, to take us backwards, to create chattel, you are dead. I see dead people. I do. But when I say I see dead people, because I was like, someone might say, well, you did say that. You always say you see dead people. I was talking about the Sixth Sense. Like you know, the movie The Sixth Sense. Like, I see dead people, meaning that. And so, in a way, the end users are dead, technically, because I said I see dead people, but not in a real way, like, murder them. I wasn't thinking like that. She was. But she was. I see dead people, meaning sixth sense, like, because there are five senses, and I feel like feeling is a sixth sense. It's undetected at the speed of light, incognito, and it sends a message faster than the sound that comes out of your mouth, faster than a call that you can make. This biotech communicates faster than a phone call. It communicates faster than the words that come out of your mouth. The problem is that it has to be coordinated, collaborated in a cohesive manner where you can interpret it, so that it can become empowered in a way that takes us forward, not backwards. So I'm just speaking off the cuff. You know, I wrote that manuscript backwards and forward, up and down. Those are my words, verbatim. I didn't copy out of a book. No one told me. I just know because the biotech is in my body, and I know how it works. And I have the degrees to talk like that, to articulate myself in that manner. To communicate in that manner. And I type 90 words a minute. Okay. And I do have issues with spelling, but so do doctors. Doctors cannot spell. So I literally feel like someone tries to like capitalize on all my errors and mistakes, or things that I make mistakes on and don't know, and say, see, she couldn't have wrote that. I did write that. You couldn't have wrote it. Did you have the biotech in your body in 2015? How would you even be able to develop that perspective? That's why I said Oppenheimer stole my perspective. Not saying that Oppenheimer wasn't a genius, but he used theories that I applied to the biotech, that I applied to the biotech to articulate how it works on my body. He, at Oppenheimer, he said Vygotsky, right? And he was like, he was like looking into space, which is what I used to do. I used to play space videos on my projector, and I used to just sit there and just in a like it just go off into a daze. And then I used to play Come Into the Light from the Hannah soundtrack, which Hannah is also about me. And I used to try to apply the scientific theories that best can articulate or explain how this biotech works in a more credible academic way, because I felt like one of the things I learned in my PhD program is that in order for people to understand and for you to get your point across, for the like smart people, they usually depend on or refer to things that are considered peer reviewed. So in order for your ideals to be accepted, it has to, like, we had to use what was called peer review articles and research in order to back up our ideals or explain our thought or even to offer new ideas. So I use psychological theorists that have been peer reviewed, meaning their work has been accepted by the science industry, by psychologists, by all scientists, because it's peer reviewed. It's accepted research and material. I use that to connect my own ideals about the biotech in my body and in the arena of psychology, as far as how I cope and how I deal with and how I interpret and how I manage my daily life, both, you know, socially, emotionally, physically, and then also cognitively within an environment. I use those ideas, the peer review, to explain how this biotech works, how the end users use it on my body. And one of them was Vygotsky. And Vygotsky talked about how language was formed. And he talked about if you didn't know how to speak someone's language, what are the things that you can use to interpret meaning? So that kind of can create a language. And I felt like, what was the point of the end user or the surgeon sneaking biotech in my body anyway? Like, think about that. What was the point, right? I said it was B.F. Skinner's operant conditioning, the use of pain as punishment, the withdrawal of pain as reward, the same thing they used on slaves, because that's how he was using it. He was using it to cause pain and adverse pain at times where I might have said or done or gone somewhere that maybe they didn't want me to. And I started walking through that pain. I started talking through that pain. And then after a while, they was using the pain on me, and I was still walking and talking and doing whatever the fuck I want with my middle fingers up while they were buzzing. And then those middle fingers started shocking shit and causing all kinds of chain reactions. This is over a 9-year period. Fuck you. I'm going to go and do what I want, because your preferences have nothing to do with U.S. law. You are not my overseer. You can't tell me where to go, what to do. You're not going to use it as Digi Jim Crow. You're not going to use it that way. And then I realized it's the pain is the power. If you can conquer the pain, they don't have no power. They can only communicate with you. And if you don't fucking agree, you don't have to respond. And therefore, there's no power where there's no collaboration, where there's no response, where there's that, you know. So I felt like it takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make a thing go right. This is all going to go wrong if you keep using it wrong. So I felt like, no, why they trying to teach you? You need to teach them. But I also felt like I need help, and I need help from people who are very smart. And so the best way to do that is to do it in a credible manner, which is stop doing your audio recordings, write the manuscript, apply the theories that have been peer reviewed so that the elites will understand and make this right. You can't do this by yourself. And so that's what I did. And like I said, Vygotsky, Oppenheimer was not using the biotech as a language. He wasn't using the biotech at all. He was using electromagnetic waves from the electromagnetic spectrum to split atoms to blow up people. Vygotsky had nothing to do with that. So some of the things in Oppenheimer was my perspective on the electromagnetic spectrum, on electromagnetic waves, and how they communicate with the human body. And the script writer stole things from my manuscript and my recordings to articulate Oppenheimer's methodology, which it was not his methodology. It was Nicola Warren's perspective. It was my perspective, my interpretation, my understanding, my connections as to how electromagnetic waves affects the body. He stole it. It's stolen, and it could be social activism. I don't know. But the bottom line is, I know that it's stolen from me. Okay? That's it. So, yeah. So I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to post this recording or not. I don't know if I will. Like someone burned my forehead this morning, and you know, I start thinking after that, you know, and then now here's the recording. I said a lot. I always do. Okay, I'm done.